5-0, taking on Trinity, 1-2. Let's pause for the playing of our national anthem. Taking on Trinity, 1-2. Right now they'll go through the starting lineups, and we'll go through them as they announce them over the loudspeaker. Cliff Warner running the point for the defenders. He wears the number 11. Cliff is out of Altoona, Iowa. He's a junior, transferred here from the University of South Dakota. His second semester last season was really the catalyst in their GPAC tournament run. Sean Kaiser, number 23, spot-up shooter, good defender. He is a junior out of Sioux Center, went to Western Christian. Also starting beside him, Kyle Lindbergh out of Margate, Florida, the junior. Lindbergh averages 9.8 rebounds a game. And for Lindbergh, he's got 11.8 points. Also beside him, Jordan Vogel. Vogel averaging 13.4 points per game, 5.6 rebounds, an influential part of this Dort attack. Those are the starting five for the defenders, and don't forget about Trevor Walters as well. He's got 1,000 points in his Dort career at 13 points last night, and he's averaging 15.8 a game. You hear Mike Taylor's name. Mike Taylor, averaging 11 points per game for Trinity. He is their second leading scorer. Also number 21, Josh Flickema. Flickema, he averages 14 points per game. Probably the best offensive threat on this team. He's a senior out of Delavan, Wisconsin. Brendan Vye is also starting, a senior out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. And also Matt Buren, another senior. A veteran lineup for the Trinity Trolls. Buren, the big man, 6'5", out of Macomb, Illinois. Their tallest player stands 6'6", in Josh Flickema. Vogel will be the tallest guy on the floor, and then when Chris Seaver subs in, he'll also have a decided edge in the height, and that's going to be the key to this game, is points in the paint. Dort wearing their road black-on-black uniforms. They'll be moving from left to right. Trinity white-on-white with blue lettering. They'll be moving from right to left. And we are just about underway in this Dort-Trinity rivalry, a rivalry that has not been renewed since 2005 when Dort won 81-70. Vogel wins the tip, gives to Warner, and Dort will get the first possession of this game. Kaiser passes to Warner on the right wing. Warner, no dribble to Lindbergh. They swing it around quickly. Underneath to Vogel, goes right inside, and he misses the bank shot. Rebound by Josh Flickema. Big crowd at this game. You can hear them roaring. Very Trinity heavy. We've even got some Dort students here, about a dozen of them. Cliff Warner was making a bid for a steal in the backcourt, and he committed a foul. For Cliff Warner, his first foul of the game. Warner plays the most minutes of any Dort defender, leads the team in assists, and also turnovers. He is in control of the ball most of the time. Josh Flickman now has the ball at the point position. Gives off to Mike Taylor. Taylor now to the short corner. Matt Buren going at Vogel. Fadeaway hook shot. No good. Rebound Sean Kizer. Kizer outlets it to Cliff Warner quickly up court. On the right wing. Between his legs, dribble to the left. He's double-teamed by Buren and Taylor. Ripping the ball away. And we've got a hold. Ball against Mike Taylor. Check that. It's going to be Buren who was whistled for the infraction. Buren and Taylor had Warner in a straitjacket, and he somehow ripped it away and drew the contact. That's going to be a foul on Buren. Buren, the tallest troll on the court right now. Warner has it stripped away by P.J. Wortham, who outlets it ahead to Mike Taylor for the layup. First bucket of the game. It is 2-0 Trinity Trolls. Warner back the other way. He had 4 turnovers last night, 1 already this game. Now he holds it in the short corner, has it cutting Walter Zorf, and Walter Zorf ties it at 2. Walter Zorf averages 15.8 per contest, and we have a pull-up jumper by P.J. Wortham, number 15, knocks it down. It is 4-2. Wortham scored 15 last night for the leading scorer against St. Louis Christian. Wortham makes it 4-2. Trinity on top, Cliff Warner controls for Dort. Lob pass underneath, Walter Zorf again, goes up hard, he's fouled. No bucket, Wortham with the foul on the play. 18:27 to go, first half. Walter Zorf will go to the line. And his first free throw good. Trevor shoots free throws at a 75% clip. 15 of 20, now 16 of 21 on the season. He's got 3 early points. Misses the second free throw, rattles it out. Trevor's now already exceeded last night's first half total, where he only had 2. Dort was tied at halftime last night against a tough St. Xavier team. They swing the ball, flick him on, now to Wortham in the corner. Over to Brendan Vise. Left-handed shot. His foot was on the line. It's a long 2 for Brendan Vise. And it is 6-3. Brendan Vise, not a huge scorer on this team. Only averaging per game 8.7. Kyle Lindbergh got a feed underneath. He had a shot blocked, but he got his rebound, goes up resiliently, and banks it in. And he might have thrown his weight around a little bit as there's an injured troll in the paint. Lindbergh scores. He's averaging 10.4 and 9.8. Nearly a double-double. A very versatile player, a lefty out of Margate, Florida. Dort showing some full court pressure. And they have not. Now they do finally post that score by Lindbergh. For a second I thought it was going to be an offensive foul call, but no, it is 6-5. Trolls lead 2.5 minutes in. Mike Taylor dribbling to his right at the point. And there's a bad pass underneath, intercepted by Lindbergh. He was in the air and had nowhere to go, and he just had unleashed it under the basket. Lindbergh with the steal. Warner now passes to Kizer in the right corner. Underneath, there's a cutting Lindbergh. He'll go up strong and finish against Taylor. Lindbergh has got 4 consecutive. It is 7-6 defenders. Taylor in the backcourt passes across court to Vise, playing catch with Taylor. They cross it with 3 seconds to spare. Taylor dribbles on Walterzorf, cuts in the lane. Beautiful pass underneath from Mike Sutter, who subbed in for Matt Buren. Sutter with the point. Cliff Warner, nice pass to Vogel underneath. Missed shot, rebound by Kizer. He put it up no good, and another rebound by Vogel. Lindbergh dribbles hard with the left hand, goes at Sutter, and he fouls. 2 missed bunnies by the defenders, but they will get free throws out of this. Kyle Lindbergh deferred on the 3-point attempt, tried to get a more high quality look, and he gets to the line. 16:48 to go, first half. Kyle Lindbergh going to the charity stripe. Kyle shoots not a whole lot of free throws, just 6-for-9 on the season. Now 7-of-10, that's a 70% free throw shooting percentage, and Lindbergh has 5 points in the early going, and we're tied. Lindbergh dribbles multiple times. Left-handed release, knocks it down. He's got 6. Dort leads by a point. Dort certainly favored in this game. Nearly a bad pass by Sutter. Off to Taylor. Taylor will settle it down near half court. hesitates and moves in, passes to a new sub, Chase Sanders, a senior out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Sanders stands 6'3", passes to Vise, and Vise misses an off-balance three. Falling away, rebound goes to Lindbergh. Moves to his right, ball handoff to Kaiser, who's double-teamed. He's wrapped up, he's got in a bear hug, and Vise held him. Vise had him from the back, both arms around him, and that's a foul called against Brendan Vise, a senior out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Eight seniors on this roster for Trinity Christian. And this has got to be their year to succeed with this veteran-laden lineup. First foul on Vise. Fourth team foul against the Trolls. Warner will trigger in front of the Trinity bench. Gives to Vogel. Now back to Warner. Streaks to his left. Then he draws a double team. Lindbergh is open now. Moves to his left. Goes off glass. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Short ball. He was knocked out by Chase Sanders. And Dort will get a throw in left of the basket. They lead it 9-8. 3 minutes and 50 seconds into this game. Kaiser bounces it into Waltersdorf. One dribble back to Kaiser in the corner for three. Missed it short. Lindbergh tips the rebound to Warner, who will try his hand at a triple. Missed it long. Again, Lindbergh another offensive rebound. Warner to Vogel. Tic-tac-toe passing. Trevor Waltersdorf finishes. Great job by Dort. Crashing the boards and moving the ball quickly. Waltersdorf got five. 11-8 Dort. And they are on a 6-0 run. New troll in the game. Brunson passes off to B.J. Wortham, who drains it from straight on. A three-point shot for Wortham. He's got 5 points on two field goals. 11-11. Kaiser to Waltersdorf. Nice move. Gets around to the free throw line. Then dishes to Warner. Lindbergh shot short. Gets his own rebound again. That's three offensive rebounds by Lindbergh. Now misses a shot. Another offensive rebound by Waltersdorf. Out of bounds. Ball loose. Picked up by Lindbergh. It was tipped in. Lindbergh goes up and he's fouled. Doing it all in the painted area. Kyle Lindbergh. He'll go back to the free throw line. Game tied at 11. He's racking up those rebounding stats, and he knows he's only 0.2 rebounds per game, short of a double-double, and he wants that double-double average. Racking him up this game. Already five fouls against Trinity. We're not even 5 minutes in. That last foul went against Chase Sanders. Going to be a timeout called. Let's take a moment to read through some sponsors of Dort College Basketball. American State Bank, proud to support the Dort Defenders. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Alford, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at bohrandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. C&H Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Let's take a look at the GPAC standings right now for, as far as Dort fans are concerned. The Defenders right now on top through the non-conference season. They are 5-0. Ranked 16th nationally. They've won all their games on the road, and then this game last night and today, or I guess today is a road game against the host Trinity School. Last night was a neutral site game against St. Xavier. Hot on Dort's tail, Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan both 4-0 and receiving votes. Seventh in the nation, Northwestern, they are also 4-0. 3-0 away from home, 1-0 in Orange City. And the final undefeated team, Mount Marty, but they've only played one game. So five undefeated teams in the GPAC right now. Dort tops amongst all of them. An impressive non-conference season, man. They're trying to win this one today. Go into the conference season next Saturday with a spotless record as Lindbergh misses the free throw, rattling out. Now 2-for-3 from the line. Lindbergh, as mentioned, doesn't shoot free throws a whole lot. He's now 8 of 12, now 8 of 13 as he misses both on the season. Quickly back the other way, transitioning is a neutral. Zach Hood, another senior out of Gurnee, Illinois, stands 5'10", a guard. Wortham jukes to his left. Oh, he stepped on the out-of-bounds line in front of the Dort bench. Coach Dalma points that out to the referee, and they whistle it. A turnover for the Trolls. Lindbergh into Warner, calls out the offense. We are tied 5 minutes into this contest. Warner running the point, gives to Lindbergh, top of the key. Lindbergh holds it, He's got to make a dribble to avoid that 5 second count, and he finally gets it to Warner. Gets it away before the double comes. They're obviously trying to double Warner outside. Get past to Kachi. Bingo on a 3-point shot. Kachi from 24 feet knocks down a triple. He didn't have any field goals last night. Only free throws, and he gets an early field goal in this one. Kachi scored 12 in his debut this season against William Penn as Wortham goes hard to the rack and he's fouled. Wortham draws a foul on Lindbergh. For Kyle, that's his first. And Wortham going to the free throw line. Averaging 9.3 per game. P.J. Wortham, a junior. 6'2", has good size. Misses a free throw. He's out of Frisco, Texas. Wortham on the season shooting free throws was 7 for 7 before that miss. Obviously now 7 of 8. So it was 1 for 2. 14-12, Dort leading. Warner running the offense back the other way. There's Kachi cutting out to the wing. Vogel now receives the pass on the top of the key. He hits Warner on the left wing. 3-point shot missed. Rebounded by Tyler Brunschoen, who's now in the game. Dribbling Zach Hood. Passes off to Sanders. Dips it underneath to Flickema. Flickema, who has yet to score, missed the shot. Rebounded by Chris Severs, who's now in the game. Good pass by Warner underneath Vogel. Draws two men in the air, and they both fall on top of him, and they took a tumble. A foul. Vogel will go to the line. That was a very good shot fake by Jordan Vogel, to say the least. He had two goals, essentially try to hurdle him. As we have a sub in the game, Tyler Walters checks in for his older brother, and Mike Sutter will get Chase Sanders. Sutter will match up against the bigger Severs. Kachi inbounds. It was not a shooting foul, I guess, because Jordan wasn't in the act. He kind of held his ground and took the impact on those leaping trolls. Warner, 30 feet away, finds Tyler Walters over underneath. Pass tipped and intercepted by Mike Sutter. Trolls down by two. Sutter handling the ball, gets it ahead to Wortham. Wortham gets the play from his coach, dribbles to his right. On the wing, Wortham holds it above his head. Now Flickema receives the pass. Short corner, spins to his left. Sutter for three from the top of the key. Knocks it down. Sutter, I'm not sure Jordan knew he had that in him. He is 0 for 1 this season, shooting 3-point shots. Now 1 for 2. Mike Sutter gives the Trolls the lead. And if a big guy's going to hit a three like that, you can't really be mad at yourself. Who knew Sutter was going to unleash that shot? We've got a foul against Dort College off a shot by Severs. It was a loose ball foul. It's against Severs. And the Trolls holding a 1-point lead will be back in possession. It's 15-14 Trinity. 13 minutes to go in the first half. Sutter, Wortham, 4-3, no good. Ball tipped, rebounded by Kachi off the window. Kachi, now to Warner. Warner moving swiftly up court, cuts through the lane from left to right, loops it into the basket, no good. Severs a rebound try, that's no good. Dort missing a lot of close shots. And it's rebounded by Tyler Brunschoen, a freshman out of Huntley, Illinois, one of the younger players on this team. Wortham fakes on a shot, gives to Brunschoen for three, no good. Missed it to the right. Rebound by Vogel. Pace very quick right now. Warner to his left, uses a screen, goes at the basket, has a cutting. Walters or pops from 15, missed everything. Rebound loose to Zach Hood. Hood moving up floor, 1-on-5, and he'll slow it down. Gives to Wortham. To his right, pumps at the elbow, shot by Flickema for three. It's good. A get-on-3 from 23 feet. Josh Flickema gets his first points this game. He averages 14 a contest. 18-14 the score. A 7-0 run for the Trolls. Warner left wing. Cliff Warner passes to Vogel. Now Kachi, pass tip. He'll get it back himself. 12 seconds to shoot. He'll just pop a three himself. Boom! A 3-point shot for Austin Kachi to make it 18-17. He's got two trays in this game, and Dort is back within one. There's a pass to Flickema at the elbow. Shot from 15. Drains it. Flickema has five. It is 2017 Trinity. shooting the ball well in the first 8-plus minutes. Hachi on the wing again. He's hit 2 threes from that exact spot. He'll twist it into Sievers, and Sievers moving to his right scores against Mike Sutter. Sievers gets on the board. 20-19, Trinity on top. Zach Hood to his right on the baseline. Off-balance shot. Drew a blocking foul on Hachi. He'll go to the line. Austin Hachi committing his first foul. That is the fourth team foul against Dort. Trinity has committed six, so the next foul against them will put Dort at the free throw line. Zach Hood, shooting free throws, just 2 for 2 this season. Rattles it home, he's 3 for 3. His first points this game. Dort will bring in Kyle Lindbergh, and Trevor Waltersdorf. Vogel and Sievers will exit, Dort going smaller. Tallest man on the floor right now is Lindbergh. Hood hits both. 22-19, Trinity Trolls leading. Exactly 9 minutes played. Dort didn't want to take this Trinity team lightly. And they are getting all they can handle. Double team on Warner. Bad pass intercepted by Wortham. 3-on-1. Back the other way. Taylor with the finish from the right side. Wortham distributed the ball at the free throw line. Taylor finished 24-19. And the Trolls now have matched their biggest lead of the half. Kachi from the right corner. Dribbles to his left. Stops. Picks up his dribble. Now Lindbergh to his right. Draws a double. Has an open Kachi. Knifes in the lane. Hangs in the air and scores. Kachi has 8. And an interception by Cliff Warner off the inbounds pass. Nice steal by Warner. Kaiser spots up for 3. Goes in the lane instead. Waltersdorf underneath. Got the feed and puts it in. 24-23. Trevor Waltersdorf has scored 7 points. He leads the way for Dort. And now Trevor's got a steal. Back the other way. He's fouled hard by Mike Sutter. Goes down to the court. We'll see if we have an intentional foul here. Sutter blasted Trevor Waltersdorf on his way to the rim. It's just going to be a push, 2 shots, hard foul there by Sutter, and he puts the Dort All-American on the hardwood. That's 2 fouls on Sutter. Waltersdorf got the free throw. Tie game. Quick 5-0 run for Dort. Buckets by Kachi, Waltersdorf, and now a free throw by Trevor. He has 8 points. Working on his next 1,000 in his Dort career. Second freebie is good. A couple friendly rolls. Waltersdorf 3 for 4 from the line. Dort back up by 1. They are on a 6-0 spurt. Quick 3 by Taylor. Dead off the back rim. Offensive rebound by B.J. Wortham. Wortham will take a 3 himself. Looks good from here, and then it spun out. Warner got the rebound. Up ahead to Waltersdorf. Now back to Cliff. Surveys the floor. Kaiser to his left from 17 feet. Rattles out. And the rebound goes to Mike Sutter. 9:30 to go in this half. Mike Taylor running the point. Taylor calls the play. Guarded tightly by Warner. Trying to cross him over. Looks to his left and gives it to Sutter. Sutter. Base guarded there by Lindbergh. Bounce pass to Taylor. They're still a long ways away. Right wing. 17 seconds to shoot. Short corner now. They dish it down. It is Matt Buren. Fade away. Hook shot. Hits the side of the backboard. Not even close. Rebound Jordan Vogel. They push it up by Warner. Warner. Another double team. Makes another bad pass. Wortham has a breakaway. Taylor will have it blocked by Lindbergh from behind. Wortham missed the follow-up shot. Another rebound. They try to pass it into the lane. It's out of bounds. Trinity ball. Both teams have to be frustrated there. Trinity missed 2 easy shots. Lindbergh with a phenomenal from-behind block of Taylor stuffing him at the glass. But then Dort couldn't get the defensive rebound. The ball was skittering around in the paint. Went out of bounds. It'll be a throw-in left of the basket for Mike Taylor. Trinity down by 1. He'll trigger the play. A fresh 35 on the shot clock. Long inbound goes to Brendan Vies, the starter. Inside, Buren. Blocked again by Sievers. Rebound. Buren goes up, puts it in. He's fouled. Well, Dort's getting the block, so they're not getting the rebound. 2 phenomenal blocks go to waste as on a lengthy possession, Trinity finally converts. They'll go to the line trying for an old-style three-point play. Matt Buren, his first points this game. T.J. Malone will check in, the backup point guard and Chicago native, the lone senior on this team. He'll get Cliff Warner, who will take probably a brief breather on the bench. Plays a lot of minutes for this short club. Buren makes the free throw. He's got 3 points. And the Trinity Trolls lead Dort by two. Malone moves to his right, finds Kaiser. Lindberg now in the right corner. Lindberg dribbles to his left. Bounce past the Seavers on the right block. Backing down Buren. Left-handed hook. No good. Rebound by Buren. Up the floor. It's Brendan Fies. Fies stops at the perimeter. Goes to Brunson for three. Got it. Tyler Brunson, the young freshman, with a big-time shot to give Trinity a 5-point lead. That's their biggest lead so far this half. We're tying it, at least. Walthersville will try his hand at three off a pass from Seavers. Suck it. 30-28. Trevor Walthersville got the pass. He doesn't take a whole lot of 3-point shots on the season. Trevor is only 0-1, now 1-2 from the 3-point line. Brunson and Walthersville exchange triples. Now Buren draws a double team, has an open Taylor. He'll take a three and hit it. A three by Mike Taylor. Both teams lighting it up from the field. It's 33-28. Trolls on top. Meanwhile, Trevor Walthersdorf working on a huge half. He's already got 11. Goes back door, gets a pass from Kaiser, and scores. Flying to the rim. Great look there by Sean Kaiser to give Walthersdorf his 12th and 13 points. 33-30 to score. Trinity leading 7-10 to go in the half. Taylor shuffled his feet. No call on the travel. Goes up and is fouled. A push inside by a member of the defenders. May have been on Seavers. Check that. It is Sean Kaiser. Kaiser's first infraction. Sixth team foul. Dort is in the single bonus, and now every subsequent foul will give a 1-1 free throw to Trinity. They've got two right here. The lefty Vise misses on the first attempt. Zach Hood will check in for Mike Taylor. Josh Flickamo will check in for Matt Buren. .706 to go in the half. By trying to make it a 4-point lead, and he does. One final sub. It'll be Wortham getting Vies. 34-30 now the score. Leading scorer in this half for Trinity is Mike Taylor. He's got 7. They've had 8 different scorers. Austin Kachi holds the ball on the wing. Down low to Seavers in a size mismatch, and he missed a short shot from the right block trying to go over Flickema. Flickema, the tallest guy on the floor, a little bit leaner than Seavers, but he guarded him nicely there, a couple inches shorter than Chris. There's a long off-balance shot by Chase Sanders, missed but tracked down by B.J. Wortham on the long rebound. Skip pass to Zach Hood, spins to his right, lost the handle, got it back. No double dribble call. That was a debatable play there by Hood. Gives to Sanders. Sanders top of the key. Shakes, makes, moves around Lindberg. Now dishes it off to Hood. Hood to his left at the elbow. Finds Brunson in the corner. Spins out a three-point shot. Nearly went down. Brunson trying his hand at his second three of this half. Pass to Kachi for Malone. Three-point shot. That one spun out. So close. We've got a number of three-point shots at every part of the rim and then not go down. 6 minutes to go in the half. Dort down by four. Hood going against Malone, spinning to his right, has the angle, goes into the bucket and puts it down off the glass. He burned Malone. Good speed there by Zach Hood. It is a 6-point lead, biggest of the game for Trinity. Austin Kachi bounce pass to a cutting Walthersdorf, and he'll finish. Trevor Walthersdorf, now between the second half yesterday and the first half today, he's got 16 points today, that is, 11 last night, 27 between these two halves. We've still got 5.5 to play in this one. We had a missed shot by Trinity on the other end. Austin Kachi goes coast to coast and scores off glass to make it a 2-point game. Kachi having a nice frame. 10 points for Austin, the only other defender in double figures. They've only had 4 guys score Kachi, Walthersdorf, Lindberg, and Severs has two. Pass by Wortham, intercepted by Lindberg. He'll take off and jam it home to tie the game. Kyle Lindberg, his second dunk of this road trip. He had one against William Penn, and that exclamation point should give Jordan a little boost. The game is tied. It's a quick 6-0 run. Buckets by Walthersdorf, Kachi, and Lindberg. Kyle Lindberg, he's got 8 points now. We've got a full timeout. Let's read some of the sponsors of Dort Basketball: Farmers Mutual Insurance, Association of Hall, and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, or online at HiltRealEstate.com. I'd like to update you on the Dort College football score. At least as far as we know, at halftime it was Northwestern, their rival, 38, Dort 14. Dort losing handily at halftime, but with 6 minutes left in that half, Dort actually was leading 14-10, a 28-0 run in the final 6 minutes of that first half to send Dort to what seems to be an imminent defeat against the superior Northwestern Red Raider team. That will conclude another football season for Dort College, and we'll try to get a final for you once that game concludes. Timeout done. Good defense by Dort. Right off the inbounds pass. Zach Hood has it stolen by T.J. Malone. Up ahead, Tyler Walthersdorf finishes, and a foul. And ensues Dort College bench on their feet. Foul goes against Chase Saunders. It's an 8-0 run for the defenders. They trailed by 6 just a minute ago. Now they're up by 2. It is 38-36. Tyler Walthersdorf will head to the line. He did not score in last night's game. And he misses the free throw. Dort by 2. Rebound by Saunders. Up ahead to Taylor. Taylor moves towards right against Malone. Stops, pops a long two. Missed it long. Rebound on the run by Malone. He'll move it quickly up ahead. Law pass goes to Tyler Walthersdorf. He's got two more. It was intended for Trevor, but Tyler took it instead off the tip, and he finished flying from right to left. A right-handed layup for Walthersdorf, who's got four consecutive points. Dort on a 10-0 spurt. It is 40-36. Defenders back on top. Timeout taken by the Trolls. They're trailing by 4, and they have hung tough in this half. Not sure Dort expected to be challenged this way by this Trinity club, who is 1-2 on the season. But as we mentioned, their two losses have been by a single possession to Viterbo and Kuiper College. They could easily be 3-0. They beat St. Louis Christian by 18, and St. Louis Christian lost by around 50 points to St. Xavier, who Dort beat last night, and maybe seeing that final score gave Dort a little bit of inflated confidence. But at any rate, I don't feel like Dort has played that terribly in this game, but Trinity hitting on all cylinders. They're only down by 4. Mike Sutter controlling the ball, driving the lane, bounce pass off the foot of Josh Flickema, out of bounds. It's going to be Dort ball. Trinity becoming a little sloppy. Dort playing stifling defense, jumping the passing lane, and getting some steals. T.J. Malone runs the offense for the defenders. Dribble to his right against Mike Taylor. On the wing, between his legs, dribble. Passing to Kachi on the top of the key. Left wing, Walthersdorf. That's Trevor Walthersdorf. Pass underneath now to Vogel, 10 feet away, faces the basket, dribbles to his right, working on Flickema, spins to his left. Little jump shot, good. The run goes to 12-0 as Jordan Vogel converts. Vogel had 15 in the game last night. His first bucket of the game now comes in the 3:58 mark of the first half. Mike Taylor on the other end is fouled. A blocking foul on Dort College. That's their 17th foul, and it will result in a 1-1 opportunity for Mike Taylor. Matt Buren checks into the game. Josh Flickema will exit. Flickema has been largely quiet. He had 5 consecutive points midway through this half, but otherwise hasn't been a factor. And that's what Dort wants to do. Taylor, 1-1, makes the first. Mike Taylor, typically with 11 points a game, he has 8 in this one, the leading scorer for the Trolls. Second free throw, spins around the cylinder and goes out. He goes one for two. Up ahead to Malone. His lob pass for Vogel. Vogel tracks it down, nearly lost the handle. To Perusikachi. Shovels it to Waltersdorf. Bullet pass underneath to Vogel. Vogel up strong, and he puts it down. Jordan Vogel gives Dort a 7-point lead, and now this is looking like the defenders we're used to. They've frequently been a slow-starting team. Mike Taylor streaks in, missed a layup, rebound Vogel. Kachi running things for the defenders. Lost the handle, has to pick up his dribble. Guarded tightly by Vise, spins around and gets it to Vogel. Now back to Kachi. Waltersdorf dribbles right behind the back on Wortham. He shook him, nice pass to Taylor, and a foul was committed by Wortham before that pass on Waltersdorf. Pushed by Wortham, he's got two fouls. 1-1 free throws for Waltersdorf. That's the ninth team foul against Trinity. Cliff Warner will check in. Good quality minutes there for TJ Malone. Coach Donald complimented Malone in the post game last night. He really provided a boost in that second half when Dort needed it. It's been a story of slow halves for Dort College. They have outscored teams by 16 on average in the second half of this season. Free throw, no good by Waltersdorf. And on the rebound, a foul by Tyler Waltersdorf against Matt Buren. Buren went to the ground, and now it'll be free throws at the other end. Waltersdorf leads the way for the defenders in this half at 16, but he missed that free throw. Now 3-for-5 from the stripe. And Matt Buren, who has 3 points in the game, including one free throw, will try his hand right here at a 1-1. Buren bends the knees and hits the shot. Now 2-for-2 shooting free throws. Buren on the year, 8 of 10 from the line. Now 10 of 12. He makes both. Buren, a good shooting big man, a senior out of Macomb, Illinois, stands 6 feet 5 inches tall. Warner's in transition to Kachi. Warner now to Waltersdorf. To his older brother. Trevor drives the lane and scores with a right-handed finger roll. Assist goes to Tyler. Bucket goes to Trevor. 18 points for Trevor Waltersdorf, and he'll certainly be threatening the season high for the defenders, which is 21. Buren tried his hand at a hook shot. There to reject him was Jordan Vogel. Ball out of bounds. He's deflected off the Trolls. Dort ball. Flickema back into the game. Sutter takes the seat. Tyler Waltersdorf will inbound to Warner. Warner walks it up court, calls the play. Dort 46, Trolls 39, 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Double team on Warner. He's in trouble again. Taylor trying to tie him up. Gets away a pass to Vogel. Swings it to Kachi. He's open on the wing. Pump fake, moves to his left. Has a wide open lane. And he finishes. That double team starting to hurt Trinity a little bit. Kachi with a nice pump fake, moved to his left and scored. 12 points for Austin Kachi on 5 field goals. Dort now leads by 9. Flickema extends the ball. Dribbles to his left. 3-point shot from the corner. No good by Taylor. Offensive rebound again, though, by Buren. Gets it loose to Vise. He'll take a 3 and hit a 3. Brendan Vise knocks down what is being called a long 2. He's got 5 points. His toe was just barely on the line. The lefty Vise knocks it down. 48-41. Dort on top of Trinity. They haven't played in 6 years. Dort won their last matchup by 11. Warner passes to Waltersdorf on the wing. Drives to his left. Hanging in the air and scoring. A little floater from 7 feet for Waltersdorf on the left baseline. He's now hit 20. A huge half for Waltersdorf. He's got 40% of Dort's scoring output today. Vise with Kachi's hand in his face. Misses a 3-point shot. Rebound goes to Austin Kachi. He'll trot it up the floor. 70 seconds to go in this half. Pass on the wing. Lobs a pass into Vogel. Dribbles to his right. Twists to his left. Scores, fading away. Vogel gives Dort a double-digit lead. He's got 6 points now in the half. 52-41. Dort scored 58 points in the first half against William Penn. They're on pace for over 100 in this game. Mike Taylor dribbles left on Warner. Fadeaway jumper, no good, missed it long. Rebound, Trevor Walthersdorf. He'll push the pace. Pedals to the metal. Warner pulls up. 4-3. Missed it to the left. Didn't even graze rim. Rebound goes to Matt Buren. Mike Taylor now. Drops to his right. There's a 3-second differential between the shot and game clock. Warner will wait this one out. I think they'll try to get the last shot of the half if they can. Dama calling his subs back to the bench as this half is going to likely end before we have a whistle. Brendan Vise now in control. He has 14 seconds to shoot. Still 40 feet away. Dort denying the ball. They hand it off, and we've got a foul on Warner against Mike Taylor. Warner tried to get a hand into that ball handoff. He reached. Going to be 1-1 free throws for Trinity. 52-41. Warner will head to the bench with his third foul, and that's not what the starting point guard wants to do in the closing seconds of the first half. Malone will check in for the final 10 seconds. 9.7 on the clock. 1-1 free throws for Mike Taylor. Taylor shooting 90% going into this game. Some jockeying for position in the lane going on. Josh Blickema just jockeyed him, his own team, out of a free throw attempt. He was shoving Lindbergh for position in the lane, and he is whistled. I've never seen that before. Blickema loses his team an opportunity. Now Walthersdorf, Trevor Walthersdorf, brings it up court. 4 seconds to go. Lindbergh takes a three, missed it short. Rebound goes to Buren. Long heave, no good at the buzzer. But Dort finishes the half with a flurry. They lead it 52-41 going into the break. A great final 10 minutes for Dort College, who trailed by as many as 6 in this half. They lead it by 11 at the moment. Again, Dort 52, Trinity 41, a double-digit halftime lead for the defenders. They'll put 15 minutes on the clock and start winding this down for halftime. And let's run through some unofficial scoring stats until we get the official scores numbers. That'll be momentary. Until then, let's run through what we have here. Austin Kachi, 2 3-point buckets and 3 other 2-point field goals, 12 points for the half. Trevor Walthersdorf, can't say enough about him. He struggled in the first half yesterday and has poured it on since then. 20 points in the first half for Trevor Walthersdorf. Only averages 15.8 per game. He has far exceeded that. The highest scoring output in a game this year for Dort was Kyle Lindbergh, scoring 21 against William Penn. And Walthersdorf has 20 in the first 20 minutes of this game. Thank you very much. We have official stats. We'll run through it. Kyle Lindbergh with 8 points for Dort College and 5 rebounds. 3 of 8 from the field is Lindbergh, but he's also got 3 steals of Dort's 6. Jordan Vogel, leading scorer last night, has 6 in this one, 3 of 6 shooting. He's also the leading rebounder, 6 points to go with it. 20 points for Walthersdorf, as mentioned, 8 of 9 from the field. A phenomenal stat line for Trevor Walthersdorf, 3 for 5 from the free throw line with 2 rebounds to go along with that. And he did it in only 13 minutes of action. 7 minutes he was on the bench, and still, Walthersdorf scores 20 points in half number 1. Austin Kachi got 12. That ties his season high. He got 12 against William Penn, had 5 last night, 12 already in the first half. Dort only had 6 guys score points out of 9 who were in the game. Tyler Walthersdorf had 4. They were consecutive buckets to pull Dort closer when they were trailing Trinity. They now lead by 11. Tyler went 2 for 3 from the field. And Chris Seavers got 1 bucket, went 1 for 4, and scooped down 2 rebounds. Overall, Dort shot 22 of 43 from the field. That's good for 51%. A solid shooting mark for the defenders. They were 3 of 9 from behind the arc. 2 3-point field goals for Austin Kachi. 1 for Trevor Walthersdorf, only his 2nd attempt this season. Dort only shot 5 of 10 from the free throw line. They were perfect in the first half against William Penn 2 nights ago, then struggled in the second half. Last night from the free throw line, Dort was 74%, 20 for 27. They are 50% in the first half today. For Trinity Christian, who held tough until bending a little bit at the very end, they trail by 11. Leading the way for them was Mike Taylor with 8. No men in double figures for Trinity, a balanced scoring attack. They had 8 players recording points. Second was B.J. Wortham, who had six, most of them in the early going. He went 2 of 5 from the field. He had also 3 steals of Trinity's 4. 5 points apiece for a mess of trolls. Josh Blickema had 5. Their leading scorer, Matt Buren, had 5. Just 1 of 5 shooting, but he made 3 free throws out of 3. Brendan Vise had 5 points, as well as Mike Sutter, the big man. 4 points for Zach Hood, 1 of 1 shooting and 2 of 2 free throw shooting. Tyler Brunchen made a 3-point basket. He has 3 points to give Trinity their 41 at halftime. As far as assists go, both teams had 10. Leading assist man for Trinity was B.J. Wortham. Leading assist man for Dort was Sean Kaiser. He had 3. No other Dort defender had more than 1 assist. 9 turnovers for Trinity, most of them coming later in the half. 5 for Dort College, 3 of them for the point guard Warner, who was stymied with a fierce double team once he picked up his dribble several times in this first half, but eventually that double team started to burn Trinity as Dort had open men. The defenders did a great job of driving the lane, scoring in the paint, and that's exhibited by this stat. 34 points in the painted area for the Dort defenders, 10 points in the paint for Trinity, and that is a huge factor in this game, a 24-point difference in the painted area. Dort converted 15 points off turnovers, while Trinity Christian only converted 10. Dort also won the second chance battle, 6-5. They also won the offensive rebounding battle, 9-6. Kyle Lindbergh had 4 offensive rebounds. He has 5 for the game, and he needs about 11 rebounds to get his average up to 10 per game right now, averaging 9.8, so close to that double-figure mark. Lindbergh, the leading rebounder on the team. Not a whole lot of fast break. There were some quick transitions, but evidently not considered fast break points. Lindbergh had a dunk on a fast break. Dort with only 4 points of that variety in the first half to Trinity's 4 as well. The Dort bench outscored Trinity's 18-12. For Dort College coming off the bench, it was Austin Kachi getting 12 points. That was a big boost. Tyler Walters with 4, Chris Sievers with 2. Those are the 18 points off the bench for Dort College. Shooting-wise, Trinity Christian shot 41%. They took 9 fewer shots than the defenders. 14 of 34 from the field. They shot threes at a 5 of 14 rate, 36%. And they were 8 of 12 from the charity stripe, 67% free throw shooting. Largest lead of that half was Dort by 11, which is what they lead by now. Trinity led by 6. At the 6:29 mark of that half, and then Dort had their guns blazing in the final 7 minutes or so. If I could quickly tabulate a run at the end of that half by Dort College, I'd put it in the vicinity of 25-7, perhaps, for the defenders. They trailed 36-30 by my memory, so that would make it a 22-5 run. So that's the exact run that Dort went on, going plus 17 in the final 6 or 7 minutes. Let's take a moment to thank some sponsors who are bringing Dort basketball to you. Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ireton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Dr. James A. Jesperson Dental Clinic in Rock Valley. Kevin J. Think, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Northside Body Shop, also bringing you Dort basketball, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, 722-2313. People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 to be proactive. If you're just joining us, it is Dort 52, Trinity 41. That's our score. From Mitchell Memorial Gymnasium on the campus of Trinity Christian College in Palos Heights, Illinois. Trinity, almost identical enrollment to Dort College. 1,450 students attend here, and they are filling the place up today. It is a very healthy crowd, almost all the bleachers full. The gym has a capacity of 1,500, and I'd say we probably have over 1,000 in attendance here. A lot of Dort alumni road tripping it with the team, coming to see them in these three road games, traveling down to Oskaloosa to see William Penn, and then on to Chicago for two games in rapid succession, which Dort doesn't often have, so you can take in two or three games in one fell swoop. A lot of Dort faithful out this afternoon, as well as some Dort students, about half a dozen of them, made the trip all the way from Sioux Center after classes and yesterday, and perhaps they made it all the way this morning. And it's got to be a boost for these Dort players to hear their cheers and see their friends in the stands. We're about 6 minutes away from the start of the second half. Dort's leading it 52-41, on pace for 104 points. They have reached the 100 mark twice this season. They scored 110 points against Grace College in a blowout 47-point win. They also reached 100 against William Penn, 106-81. That was two nights ago. They scored 58 in the first half of that game and 48 in the second half to lead it by 25 at the final buzzer. Just to do a quick recap of this first half, just in case you are a new viewer, maybe switching over from that football game, which Dort College is participating in. We'll try to get an update for you soon on that. Mike Biker bringing you that game on 88.5 KDCR or kdcr.dort.edu. And if you want to catch maybe the tail end of that one, you can go over and listen to the final moments of Dort's football season on the radio or online. And if you're listening here, thank you for listening. We'll have another 5 minutes of halftime, and then we'll commence the start of this second half. It is the final half of play in this Trinity Christian Classic, bringing in four teams, four quality teams, obviously the host Trinity, and then St. Louis Christian College, the Soldiers, who went 0-2 in this Classic, the St. Xavier Cougars, who went 1-1, losing to Dort, beating St. Louis, and these, your very own Dort defenders, 1-0 in the Classic so far, one half away from going 2-0 in the Classic, and 6-0 on the season. Dort on top of the G-Pack through the non-conference season thus far, 5-0. There are four other undefeated teams. Briarcliff, who is receiving votes nationally. Dort beat Briarcliff in the G-Pack postseason last year. Dakota Wesleyan receiving votes nationally. Northwestern ranked 7th in the nation, the only team ahead of Dort. They are projected to win the G-Pack, just ahead of Dort College. And Mount Marty, who's 1-0. They've only played one game this season. Let's take a look at what's on tap as far as Dort Athletics is concerned. With the football game concluding today, that is the end of the fall season of sports on Dort's campus. The volleyball team and the soccer squads, both eliminated from the GPAC playoffs. Football will be concluding today. They will not be making the playoffs, although they do set a team mark in wins with two non-conference wins over Waldorf and Dakota State. Dort, after today, will bus back home, get back early on Sunday morning, and then they will have a week to rest and prepare for the conference season, which begins next Saturday against the Doan Tigers. Doan, a team who currently in the G-Pack is sporting a 3-1 record, just one loss, and that was a road game that they lost. That's Dort's home opener and conference opener. That'll be a huge crowd coming out next Saturday against the Doan Tigers. Dort against Doan, and that might be one of the bigger tests they've seen, next to St. Xavier last night. After that, Dort will go on the road to Yankton. They'll take on Mount Marty at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. And then they'll have two more games on the road in Rapid City. That's going to be another long road trip, probably a 5 to 6 hour drive for Dort as they go west. They'll take on South Dakota Tech and Black Hills State. Those games on Friday and Saturday night. And those will be the final non-conference games of the season for Dort College. And from there on out, it is rigorous GPAC conference play. They'll come back home and play two against Dakota Wesleyan the next Wednesday and Saturday. Then the big rivalry game that everyone will be circling on their calendars. It is December 7th, a road game against Northwestern in Orange City. You all remember what happened last year when they played Northwestern in the regular season, losing on a last second three. It was a tie game. Cliff Warner tied the game up with a crazy off-balance circus shot that tied the score at 82, and then Northwestern converted the buzzer beater to defeat the Dort defenders in the regular season game, but Dort got the final laugh. They were swept in the regular season by the Red Raiders, but they won the GPAC semifinal against Northwestern in their house to go to the GPAC championship, which they would eventually lose. A minute and a half ago to go in this halftime as the pro student section is doing the interlude dance right now. A lot of fun to watch these kids having a lot of fun out here this afternoon. A matinee game, the finale of this Trinity Classic. Let's run through the scores again quickly. From the first half, Trevor Walters led the way for Dort with 20, followed up by Kyle Lindbergh, who had 8. Jordan Vogel with 6. Tyler Walters with 4. And Chris Sievers with 2. For Trinity Christian, excuse me. Mike Taylor led the way with 8. DJ Wortham with 6. Josh Flickema, Matt Buren, Brendan Vise, and Mike Sutter all had 5. 4 points for Zach Hood, 3 for Tyler Brunson. Less than a minute away from basketball action, getting back underway. Sam Ekstrom bringing this game to you live from Mitchell Memorial Gym on the campus of Trinity College. Dort trying to go 6-0. They huddle and they break for the second half. A final word from our sponsors before we get underway. Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig, broker. The Van Engelhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, we do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 737-6000. The teams have broken huddle and are ready to roll here in the second half. Dort leading by 11, trying to put away their rival Trinity school, who a lot of people were excited for. Trinity often competes for students with Dort College, a school of similar values, similar enrollment. Taking on Dort on the hardwood here today. They haven't played in 6 years, and they are now battling it out. Dort has the edge at halftime. Trinity controls off the opening inbound pass. They go underneath to Matt Buren, who gets the first bucket. Goes right at Jordan Vogel. Nice little swim move under the arm of Vogel. And Buren gets the Trolls within 9. For Matt Buren, that gives him 7 points. Scoring on that play, I did not actually catch who scored it. Was looking down at my score sheet. I apologize for that, but stepping on the end line was Mike Taylor for Trinity. A turnover, and Dort will get the ball back. Cliff Warner trots it up the floor. Bounce pass to Vogel. Vogel, nice little play there to Kaiser, and Kaiser, who was wide open underneath, missed the bunny. He was too wide open, and he pounded it off the glass. Rebound goes to Trinity. DJ Wortham, a little bit confused now, puts his hands in the air, not sure if he knew the offense. Now dribbles to his right, hard, goes at Trevor Walthersdorf, and he puts it in off glass. No assist there. Wortham doing it all himself. He scores the bucket. And Wortham brings them now within 9 again. Wortham has 8 for the game. Lindbergh holding the ball top of the key. Sean Kaiser, he'll take a 3-point shot. Missed it. Rebound, Kyle Lindbergh. Another offensive rebound. That's his 5th offensive rebound this game. 6th overall. Spins to his left. Vogel was open from 18. Goes back inside to Lindbergh. Left hand. Missed the shot. Tipped away by Buren. Kaiser with the tip, and he gives it to Cliff Warner. Lob pass in. Touch pass by Vogel to Lindbergh. This is another bunny. He thought he was fouled. Wasama thought he was fouled. The ball is out of bounds. It's going to be Dort ball. But no whistle on that play. The Dort coaches are incredulous. Kaiser lobs the inbound pass to Walthersdorf, who traveled. Traveled before he took a dribble. Does not put out much of a fight. 54-45 the score. Dort on top, just under 2 minutes in to this second half. They lead Trinity by 9. Flickamo will inbound. Dort applying full court pressure. trying to trap Taylor now. Lindbergh and Warner, they tip the ball. It's loose, and Flickema picks it up. He'll drive around Kaiser. Hang in the lane, put it off glass, no good. Rebound by Waltersdorf. He will sprint back the other way. Lobs it into the corner for Lindbergh, who got bumped. Then he rams into Matt Buren, calls for a charge. Lindbergh, mouth agape, incredulous at that call, especially after not getting the call last time. Pleads his case with the official. That's a foul on Lindbergh, first team foul this half. He's got two fouls in the game. Flick him out to trigger. Gets it into Brendan Vise. Vise dribbling 35 feet away on the left, guarded by Kaiser. Now moves to the left. Vise, a lefty, using his dominant hand. Fell down, but lost the ball off Kaiser's foot, out of bounds. Chase Sanders will come into the game. He'll check in for Flickema. Flickema only scored 5 points in that first half, largely a non-factor. That was the one guy Dort had to be cognizant of going in who could really put up a lot of points. Sanders gives it to Mike Taylor off the inbound speed, and Mike Taylor drains a three from way outside. 54-48. Back to a six-point game. Jordan Vogel, short jumper, going against Buren, missed it long. Buren gets the rebound. Hands it off to Taylor. Taylor up the court, buys, nearly walks with it, now dribbles to his right, fakes the three, passes back top of the key, Taylor. Taylor directing traffic, now puts the ball on the ground. Thought about using a screen, and we've got a foul against Cliff Warner, that's number four. TJ Malone, without even a look from coach, checks in at the scorer's table. Austin Kachi gets Sean Kaiser. And now TJ Malone will really be tested. 17 minutes to go in the game. Four fouls on the starting point guard Cliff. Buren fakes to the left. Now passes to Wortham on the right wing. Wortham now back to the left. Guarded by Waltersdorf. Goes right at him. Stops, pops for two. Missed it short. Offensive rebound by Buren. Goes underneath Vogel. He's rejected by Lindbergh. Kyle Lindbergh flying all over the place. His second block up ahead to Kachi. Kachi pins it in. A little English off the glass. And he's got 14 points. Second leading scorer in this game. BJ Wortham in transition. Goes up into the lane. Shot no good, but a foul. He was fouled by Jordan Vogel. For Vogues, that is his first foul. Third of the half for the defenders. Chris Sievers will check in for Dort. Wortham makes the free throw. 9 points now for Wortham. He's threatening to become the first double-digit scorer for the Trolls. Wortham bends the knees, left-handed release, rattles out. Rebound taken by Kyle Lindbergh. Kyle back the other way. Runs the point, gives to Trevor Waltersdorf. Jack Knight through the lane, goes hard to the basket. He's fouled from behind by Brendan Vise. Vise has two fouls. First foul this half against Trinity. They trail at 56-49 with 16:29 to go in the game. Free throw up and no good from Waltersdorf. He is 3 of 6 from the stripe this afternoon. Dribbles, right-handed release is true. Waltersdorf now with 21. That ties a season high in points. Mike Taylor takes the pass, gives it to Chase Sanders. Now Brendan Vise swings the ball around and passes to Matt Buren. Moves into the paint, guarded by Sievers. Goes under Sievers. Oh, my goodness! Kyle Lindbergh with a monstrous block against the glass. He stuck it against the glass and then ripped it down. His most impressive block this game, and that got a big wow from the crowd. And the announcer as well, Chris Sievers, distributing from the block, finds Trevor Waltersdorf, who now has a season high in points at 23. But it was begun with the block and transitional play. Kyle Lindbergh flying all over the painted area on defense. And that was something you often see LeBron James do in the NBA. Lindbergh got up around the rim and just stuck it against the glass and ripped it down himself. Dort leads by 10. Waltersdorf scored three in a row. And mass substitutions for the Trolls. They've got Flickema, Sutter, and Zach Hood coming into the game. Hood will trigger this play. into Flickamaw. Flickamaw pivots, faces the basket, spins around Sievers, fadeaway jumper. I think Sievers got a piece of it, and Lindberg gets yet another rebound. The versatile Lindberg doing it all. There's Malone, swing pass, Kachi, thought about a three. Gives it back to Lindberg now. Kachi, passing to Walter Zor from the corner. TJ Malone will use a screen from Kachi. They try a screen and roll. Kachi not open. Passing to Lindberg now. Looks for Sievers underneath, finds him. Little pirouette inside, and a one-handed rebound by Flickamaw off the miss. Up ahead, Zach Hood gives it to Brunchen in the corner. Lost the handle. Good defense by Dort. Walter Zor plows through Flickamaw. No whistle. Kachi inside to Sievers on a pass. Left-handed layup is good. Chris Sievers now has four. Sutter passing to Hood, top of the key. It's a 12-point lead for Dort, their biggest of the game. Flickamaw guarded by Sievers, who fouled him. Flickamaw went up hard. Sievers thought he got all ball. Foul on Chris. That is his third foul this game. 14:53 to go in the half and in the game. Dort by a dozen. Flickamaw going to the free throw line on the season. Josh shooting 75% in this game. Flickamaw has not attempted the free throw. 9 of 12 free throws this season, and he misses the first one well short. Chris Sievers will check out. Jordan Vogel comes into the game along with Tyler Walterdorf. Flickamaw will try his hand at it again. This shot up and swish. 6 points now for Flickamaw. Malone will trot it up, still playing for the starting point guard Warner, who's in foul trouble. Four fouls. Trevor Walters drives against Sutter and is fouled by Sutter. Walters are playing with a gleam in his eye this afternoon. 23 points for the junior out of Sioux Center. Blocking foul on Sutter. Three fouls on Mr. Sutter. The freshman stands 6'4 out of Woodstock, Illinois. Walter Zor missing the free throw, and that might be the one area where he has struggled. Now 4 of 8 on the day. On the season, Trevor usually shoots 75%. Makes 1 of 2, pushing his point total to 24. Zach Hood, guarded by Malone. Malone, a very good defender. Staying with him, Hood passes to Sutter, top of the key. Right back to Zach Hood. Goes hard to his right. Jumps and passes to Josh Flickamaw. Off balance shot. Nowhere close. Ripped down by Tyler Walterdorf. Walterdorf pushing the pace. Flips it to Kachi. Kachi double teamed. Tries to get through the double team. Goes to the ground. It was a foul. Aggressive dribbling there by Kachi, who went right at two trolls. Tried to split through them, and he drew the contact. Third team foul for Trinity. Still a ways away from the bonus. Dort has committed five fouls themselves. Tyler Walters Zorf will inbound. Looks to his right and passes to TJ Malone now 30 feet away. Malone has Kachi off a screen. 3-point shot short. And a loose ball foul on Trevor Walters Zorf. He knocks Chase Sanders to the ground going for that board. On Trevor, that is just his first foul, 16th foul, though, for the defenders. We have yet to play 6 minutes in this second half. And as a team, Dort already in some foul trouble. They lead at 62-50. Kyle Lindberg checks in for Trevor Walterdorf. Walt will get his break. As Zach Hood brings it up for the Trolls. Darted by Malone. Bounce pass inside to Flickamaw. He's tied up. Flips it in. Counter to the foul. Oh, my. Josh Flickamaw with a circus shot as he was going down to his backside. He flipped it behind his head. It was a blind shot by Flickamaw. He did not even see it. He was probably about 2 feet off the ground when he released that shot. Josh Flickamaw with a shot for the highlight reel. Goodness gracious. That was right out of Bonham and Bailey right there. Something you'd see from the Harlem Globetrotters. Josh Flickamaw with a little flick with his right hand over his shoulder, and he banked it in to the delight of the Trinity faithful. Flickema converts the three-point play. He was fouled on that shot. Josh Flickema just brought this crowd to its feet. My goodness. It is a 9-point lead for the defenders as Asantachi holds the ball at the top of the key. Short pass to Malone. Goes underneath the Vogel, spins to his right, and he burns Josh Flickema, goes off the window and scores. Vogel's first points of the second half. He has 8 in the game on 4 field goals. The defenders lead by 11. Sanders finds Brunchen. Brunchen now to B.J. Wortham. Wortham guarded by Tyler Walterzorf. A little juke move goes to the right, off balance with the left hand, a foul. Shot no good. Wortham will go to the line. Second foul against Tyler Walterzorf. 8 fouls already on Dort. We've only played 6 minutes and 37 seconds in this second half. 64-53. And Wortham will spin the ball and with a left-handed release, make the shot. 10 points now for Wortham. The first double-figure scorer for the Trolls. He's got 10. Josh Flickema has 9 to follow him up. Wortham goes for 2 for 2. He's 4 of 5 from the charity stripe this afternoon. TJ Malone dribbles furiously down court, gets it ahead to Tyler Walterzorf. Slips the pass underneath Vogel. Goes straight up with a jumper. Missed it a little bit hard. And the rebound taken by Flickema. DJ Wortham coast to coast. Dishes it to the corner. Brunchen for 3. No good. Circled the cylinder and went out. Defensive rebound there by Tyler Walterzorf. Outlets it to Lindberg. Lindberg stops on the wing. Skip past him alone. He's open in the paint. Amongst a lot of tall trees in there, and he'll dish it back out to Tyler Walterzorf. Malone only stands 5'9", didn't have any shot to get away. Kachi spins against Brunchen, shoots and scores. Kachi has 16 in the game on 5 of 6 shooting in the first half now, 7 of 8. Austin Kachi, a very efficient job offensively. Dort leads it 66-55 with 12:41 to go in the contest. Bringing Dort College basketball to you, American State Bank. Proud to support the Dort Defenders. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Apperton, Hall. Member FDIC in the community. Bohr and Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at bohrandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. DNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Dort by 11 in what has been a thoroughly entertaining contest thus far. It has been closely matched. Dort trailing by as many as 6, now leading by 11. They've led by as many as 12. It's Trinity ball from Dort's end of the floor, and the officials are going to have a short discussion here. Not sure what about. We have a final in football. The Northwestern Red Raiders have defeated the Dort College Defenders 45-28. The Defenders were highlighted by 117 yards of rushing offense from Daniel Fennig, who also scored a touchdown. Dort led that game late in the first half before an explosive 28-0 run before the break by Northwestern. They win it by 17, and I'd imagine they'll be headed for the postseason. Dort will head for another long offseason, trying to continue and build that program up from scratch. Play resumes. Mike Taylor going against Malone, tried to dribble behind his back, and the ball was lost out of bounds. They're calling it a tie on the contact, so therefore a jump ball. They're saying both players touched it at the exact same time, and because of the jump ball rule, Dort will get it. Kyle Lindberg will inbound it. We have Josh Flickema exiting the game again. For a 14-point a game score, Flickema takes rather frequent breaks. He's checked in for by Matt Buren. Right now it is Bies, Buren, Sutter, Taylor, and Wortham on the court for the Trolls. They trail it by 11 as TJ Malone dribbles hard to his right, surveys the court, picks up his dribble, passes to Kachi, shoots from the parking lot and missed it short. A 28-foot three there by Kachi. Dort gets the offensive rebound. Walterzorf goes up with it. He fouls. Dort had 9 offensive rebounds in the first half, and they're adding frequently to that total in the second half. Probably around 15 for the game at the moment. Tyler Walthersdorf will be shooting a pair. Fourth team foul on Trinity. Goes against Mike Sutter. His fourth. Chase Sanders will get the aforementioned Sutter. But the defenders right now, it is Lindberg, Vogel, young Walthersdorf, Malone, and Kachi. Tyler at the line, made the first free throw, now trying for a second. It's the back rim, no, rebound Sanders. 5 points in the game for Tyler Walthersdorf. He had 0 points last night. Mike Taylor, guarded very closely by TJ Malone, flips a pass inside to Buren, missed the bunny, and the rebound by Jordan Vogel. Nifty pass there by Mike Taylor goes to waste as Malone passes it to Walthersdorf in the short corner. Kachi swings the ball around. Ball tipped free by Buren. On the floor is Walthersdorf, and his pass to Kachi is intercepted by Taylor. It's a 2-on-1. Behind the back, little flip to Wortham. Wortham traveled when he caught it. Not sure that was a necessary pass there by Taylor, trying to find Wortham on the opposite block. It was a 2-on-1. He led Wortham a little too far. Wortham was off balance trying to make that catch, and he took steps with it. 11.5 minutes to go in the game. Dort leads by 12. Malone brings it up, gives to Kachi. Swings it to Walthersdorf in the corner. Lindberg, top of the key. Quick passing by the defenders. They give it to Malone. Walthersdorf in the short corner. Makes a move. Burrows inside. Flips it up off the glass. Hits the rim and goes down. Trevor Walthersdorf continues to have a career day. 26 points. He was 8 of 9 shooting from the field in the first half. And I'm not sure he's missed a shot here in the second half yet. Brendan Vise will try a three in the corner and miss it. Rebound, Kyle Lindberg. I believe that puts him in double figures. Trevor Walthersdorf lob to Vogel. He's double-teamed underneath, but they don't even contest him, and he goes up and lays it in softly. Jordan Vogel's got 10 points. Matt Buren didn't even put a hand in Vogel's face, and he scored it easily. 71-55, Dort has launched to their biggest lead of the game thus far, a 16-point edge. For the Dort defenders, timeout Trinity Trolls with 10:54 left in this game. Dort playing inspired basketball right now. They came out a little bit slow, maybe a little bit taken aback by the efficiency with which Trinity was running their offense. The Trolls were hitting on all cylinders in the early going, but then cooled down toward the end of the first half. Dort went on a 22-5 run, and they've extended their 11-point halftime lead into a 16-point cushion, which is looking very comfortable right now. Quick word from our sponsors before we resume play. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Hill Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hill offering real estate solutions for a home, for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, or online at hillrealestate.com. Chase Sanders will inbound. Dort still applying some light full-court man-to-man pressure. Coach Dahmer really emphasized playing a quality, solid game, not just sneaking by with a win as they sort of did last night, but really playing well and having a good feeling on the trip back going into conference play next week. Foul on Dort as Trinity passed to the sideline. It was against Kyle Lindberg, who tried to go for the steal, and he drew some body contact. This will be 1-1 free throws for B.J. Wortham. Wortham, the release, good. He's 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and he has, on the game now, 12 points. Wortham's shot is good. Doing most of his work from the free throw line. The Trolls are within 14. Malone, behind his back, guarded closely by Taylor. Swings it to Kachi now on the right wing. Calls the ball, and Austin passes to Trevor Walthersdorf. Goes hard to his left. Nowhere to go. Now to Lindberg. Malone on the left wing. Contested by Taylor. Walthersdorf receives the pass on the baseline. A fadeaway jump shot is missed short, and the rebound skitters free to B.J. Wortham. Wortham ahead to Brandon Vise. Vise now back to Wortham. To his right, pulls up for a triple. No good. Off the back rim. Skying for the rebound was Austin Kachi. Pass up ahead, dangerously caught by Kyle Lindberg. Nearly intercepted by Wortham. Lindberg goes to the corner for Walthersdorf, who's brought down to the ground. A hard foul, and he's a little bit ginger as he gets up. Third foul on Brendan Vise right there, and the fifth foul against the Trolls. Dort two away from the bonus. Kachi will trigger from the left of the basket. He lobs it into Walthersdorf at the elbow. Back to Kachi, who's guarded by Sanders. Hand in his face, goes to Malone. Back to Kachi. Long three-point attempt from the left wing. Short, and the rebound caroms off to Mike Taylor. Taylor in transition, gives to Vise, lost the handle, tracks it down now in the right corner. Vise back to the left, swings the pass, goes errantly into the hands of Lindberg, off to Malone. Malone flips it off glass, no good. Ball tipped around on the rebound, and Mike Taylor picks it up. He's flying the other way. It's a three-on-three, and he will circle back and reset things. Now commits again, and a little teardrop off glass is no good. Tried to put it off the corner of the window, and he got rim. Kachi is stripped clean by B.J. Wortham, who will fly in and lay it in. Good pickpocket job by B.J. Wortham. Kachi was surveying the court, not really looking at his dribble, and Wortham just snuck in and went coast-to-coast with it. B.J. Wortham's second field goal this half, leading scorer for the Trolls. He led their team last night with 15. Lindberg finds it cutting Stevers in the lane. Nowhere to go. Back to the basket. Kachi will try another three from far out. This is short, but he gets his own rebound. Goes in with the right hand. No good again. Ripped down by Chase Sanders. Passing up ahead to Mike Taylor. Taylor pulls up from 25 feet away. Passing to Sanders. Now a bounce pass in the lane for Buren. Buren flips it in. The shot won't count. There's a foul on the floor. That will put Trinity in a double bonus. It's against Chris Stevers. For Chris, that is his fourth foul on the game. Dort 71, Trinity 59 with 8:40 to go in the contest. Dort in some foul troubles right now. Cliff Warner on the bench. Now soon to come into the game. He's got four fouls, and he will re-enter with 8:40 left. Matt Buren shooting from the line, and he makes the first free throw. Buren has 8 points. Mass substitutions for Dort. Vogel, Tyler Walthersdorf, Sean Kaiser, and Cliff Warner come in, and Trevor Walthersdorf will stay as Kachi, Malone, Lindberg, and Stevers exit for the defenders. Buren to make it a 10-point differential. Rattles out. Buren now 4-for-5 from the free throw line. Cliff Warner has re-entered after a 9-minute break. Passes to Kaiser on the wing. Kaiser looks to his left, gives to Tyler Walthersdorf, pivots, dribbles to his right on Chase Sanders, drives a double team, finds Kaiser, he'll take an open jumper, misses short. Dort a little bit short on their shots right now, maybe the fatigue factor of playing 3 games in 3 days. On the rebound, we've got a loose ball foul on Dort, and this is on Tyler Walthersdorf, his third foul. The 11th foul of the half is going to result in more free throws. And if you're a Trinity coach, you've got to instruct them to go hard to the basket and get to the line. Dort has committed 11 fouls. Trinity in a double bonus. Buren shooting again. He's 4-for-5. Now 5-for-6 on the day. Buren will try again to cut it to single digits. He does. Front rim, back rim, and down. 71-62. The outcome certainly not decided at the moment. It was a 16-point lead moments ago. Now it's down to 7. A 7-0 run for the Trolls. Kaiser passes to Warner. He's 30 feet away. Long pass to Walthersdorf. Holds the ball. Now crosses over Brunchen. Jump shot from 5 feet. No good. Was halfway down. Rattled out. Ball skitters free, taken by Wortham, and Wortham in transition. Hot in pursuit, Walthersdorf, he'll track him down and pick up the defense. Walthersdorf guarding Wortham, who goes in. Good defense by Trevor. Forced a bad shot. Rebound goes to Cliff Warner. Cliff to his left. Tries to turn the corner on Taylor. Picked up his dribble. Threads the pass into Vogel. It's out of bounds. Off Jordan Vogel, who is contesting that ball was tipped. Jordan, none too pleased with the officials right now, coaches or players. 7:38 to go in the game, and they're only leading by 9. Trinity playing a whale of a game, not caving in against this Dort club that is undefeated on the season and nationally ranked. Brendan Vies, running the offense for the Trolls, calls out the play. He's guarded by Kaiser. Passes to Sutter. Mike Sutter has 5 points in the game, none in the second half. He's got 4 fouls and has been sitting on the bench most of this stanza. Zach Hood, hard drive to his right, kicks it to the corner. 3-point shot by Flickamaw. His foot was on the line, but he did drain it a long two. It's a 7-point lead for Dort College. It's becoming a little bit nerve-wracking if you're a Dort fan. Kaiser gives to Trevor Waltersdorf. Warner in the corner. Dribbles to his left off a screen by Vogel. He's double-teamed. And open Kaiser now moves to his left. Into the paint, under the basket, goes underneath and misses the shot. Hit the underside of the rim. Rebound goes free to Hood. Up to Sutter. Banks it in. And it's a 5-point deficit for the Trolls. Crowd roaring. Student section waving their white towels. Sutter has 7. Dort trying to stave off this Troll comeback attempt. 71-66. And in the blink of an eye, the lead has gone from 16 to 5. 6:41 to go in this game. An unexpected turn of events. The Trolls not saying die. The hosts trying to win this classic go 2-0. They defeated St. Louis Christian College 91-73 last night. A lopsided victory. They let a first half lead get away here this afternoon. Now moving into evening. But Dort letting them back into it. A quick word from our sponsors, bringing you Dort College basketball, Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Paul, Ireton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, Dr. James A. Jesperson Dental Clinic in Rock Valley, Kevin Gason, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Dort ball leading by 5, trying to stop the bleeding. They are up against an 11-0 run right now for Trinity. Lindbergh will get it into Warner, who's playing with 4 fouls. Dort has been called for 11 fouls in this half in just 13 minutes of play. Warner, skip pass underneath, here's Lindbergh, reverse layup, good. Great play in Warner with a near steal. Off the inbound pass, Zach Hood somehow got it back. Brendan Vies, guarded by Kachi. Vies crosses him over, goes to the right, now back to the left. Vies, still 20 feet away, picks up his dribble, goes back door. Zach Hood burned Warner, has a layup. Phenomenal vision there by Vies, who just fenced Hood going back door. 73-68. With Lindbergh's last bucket, he now has 10 points in the game in double figures. And for Hood, he's now got 6. Kachi, bounce pass to the block. Lindbergh goes up strong, hits the underside of the basket, no good. Rebound by the Trolls. They'll slow the pace a little bit. Here's Hood, now pushes it faster. He's blocked by Warner, and the point guard is fouled out. He's contesting with the official. Malone will come back into the game. The first foul out we've seen on this road trip. Warner extremely displeased. He'll go to the bench, finishing with no points on the game. Curry went right at him, possibly by instruction. They knew Warner, such a valuable cog to the Dort offense, had 4 fouls, and Zach Hood makes the first free throw. Dort now has 12 fouls this half. Hood 3 of 3 from the line. Misses the back end. Now 3 of 4, and Dort gets the rebound. They lead it by just 4. TJ Malone will be running the point for the rest of the game. What's left of it? 5:30. away from the ball foul against Josh Flickemaugh, I believe. That is the case. That's his first foul. You know what was really the turning point in this game was Josh Flickemaugh's little circus shot on the left block that cut it to 11. That got the crowd revved up. Off the inbound play, Kachi goes to Walkersdorf, and Trevor Walkersdorf, with a motivated look on his face, banks it in, draws the contact, and he'll go to the line for an and one. Walkersdorf now with 8.5, 28 in the game. And he drove in hard, missed the free throw. Ball goes loose. It is out of bounds. Good ball. Flickenbaugh deflected it out of bounds. Good job crashing the boards by Dort College. 75-69. Kachi triggers to Trevor. Walkersdorf goes to his left. Lindbergh now back to Kachi. Pulls up from 16 feet. Bounces off the rim and out. Rebound corralled by Brendan Vise. He'll trot down floor, guarded by Austin Kachi. Moves from left to right, now surveys the floor. To his left, uses a screen by Flickemaugh. Goes at the block, puts a shot up, no, but he's fouled by Vogel. Fouled by Jordan Vogel. Will send Brendan Vise back to the free throw line. Only two fouls on Vogel. One of the few defenders staying out of trouble. Buys his first shot attempt this half, and he makes it. 75-70, Dort leading. Second shot by Vise, no good. Rattles out, it is a 5-point deficit. Trinity looking to get some stops. Malone passes to Lindbergh. Kyle shovels it to Walkersdorf, top of the key. Kachi receives the pass from the right wing. Tries to go down low to Lindbergh, who had it deflected out of bounds by Sutter. It will be a Dort throw-in with 21 seconds on the shot clock. Kachi will inbound right of the basket and lob it to Walkersdorf. Fakes the pass, now goes to Kachi. Three-point shot, no good. Bounced high off the rim and then came down off the rim again and then eventually rattled out. Brendan Vise on the left wing for Trinity. Jab steps against Kachi, now goes to his right, pulls up for three, got it! Brendan Vise has cut it to two. This is the closest Trinity has been since midway through the first half. Brendan Vise has nine. 75-73, 4:20 to go. There's a pass by Lindbergh looking for Malone, off his hand, out of bounds, Trinity ball. The Trolls are playing with a whole new fire right now. It looked like Dort had daggered them when they went up by 16 at 71-55. But since then, a timeout was called by the Trolls. They're on an 18-4 run. They trail it by two, a chance to tie or take the lead. Zach Hood working against Malone and coach Brandon Nickel calls timeout. Haven't mentioned Brandon Nickel yet. Today, he is in his first year taking over this Trinity program, a graduate of Iowa State. Trinity is coming off a very successful year, and when they changed coaches, they were 20-17 last season, but 11-3 in the CCAC D2 conference, the Chicagoland. They lost in the Chicagoland finals to Cardinal Stritch, who is one of the top favorites in the CCAC this year. Trinity is projected third in conference. Right now they are sitting second through the non-conference. I'll look at what's on tap for Dort College next Saturday. They will play Doan at 4 p.m. That's a women's and men's doubleheader, the home opener for the men. The women have played one home game in the non-conference, taking on Waldorf. And they had a game there last night, which they won 77-50. Trinity then will take on IU Northwest next weekend. Play resumes. Zach Hood goes to Josh Flickemaugh at the elbow. Off to Vise. Vise to give them the lead. Missed it short. And the rebound by Malone. Vise tried to bring the house down with a long three. It was straight on, but he missed it off the front rim. 75-73, Lindbergh hands off to Malone. Uses a Lindbergh screen. Goes around Sutter. Turns the corner. penetrates. Now dishes to Walthersdorf. Lindbergh kicks to Walthersdorf. Younger Walthersdorf for three, no good. Rebound by Flickemoth. Flickemoth up to Hood. Blows by Malone. In the lane. Goes on Vogel. He charged into him. And that is an offensive foul. Vogel took it like a man in front of Zach Hood. And he went down holding his ground. That foul on Hood is his first. And Dort will get the ball back. 3:33 to go. Dort on top. Right now on the floor it is Lindbergh, Walthersdorf, Malone, Vogel, and Tyler Walthersdorf. Lindbergh bounds it into Trevor Walthersdorf, who's going to run the point right now. Hands it off now to Malone. T.J. Malone, the senior out of Chicago, bounces to his left. Still a long ways away. Finds Trevor Walthersdorf. Looks to the left. Crosses over Vise. Throws at the bucket. Banks it in! Trevor Walthersdorf is just teed up. A technical foul on Walthersdorf after lobbying for a foul call. For Walthersdorf, that will be his second foul. A technical will give Mike Taylor freebies. Ross Dahmel very upset, as is Walthersdorf, who's trying to keep his mouth shut, doesn't want to get ejected from this game. Two technical fouls would do that. Dort has been stymied and stifled all half. They have been called for about twice as many fouls as the Trolls, and they have questioned a number of calls on the other end. Not wanting to accuse the officiating, but Dort has had some issues with it. Taylor elects to let Vise shoot these free throws, and he makes it. To cut it to a three-point game, shoots the second quickly and makes it 77-75. Walthersdorf shook Brendan Vise, got around him, and then made a tough shot in the lane to give him 30 points in this contest. But then he yelled something out after the shot. He was astounded that he was called the technical foul, but that was the call. Can't change the official's mind. So it is still a two-point game. The basket did count by Walthersdorf. 3 minutes left. Go tie two. What a barn burner we have in the finale of the Trinity Classic. Buren, pump fakes to the left, gives to Vise. Vise on the left wing, guarded by Tyler Walthersdorf, steps into a three. Missed it short again. Vise trying to give his team the lead. Offensive rebound by Buren. Tips it away, picked up by DJ Wortham. They'll reset the offense with Vise. Now to Wortham. Wortham's got a quiet second half. Holding the ball, 25 seconds to shoot, 2.5 minutes to play. Dort by two. Buren attacks Vogel, moves to the left, across the lane. Here's Sanders for the lead. That one is missed short. The Trolls trying to put themselves in front. They can't knock down the triple. T.J. Malone picks up his dribble. Now Trevor Walthersdorf. Trevor swings the ball around his head, moves to his right, has it poked away by Brendan Vise out of bounds. 2:10 remaining, 22 seconds left on the shot clock. Kotchi will check in for Tyler Walthersdorf. Emotions running high on the court and in the crowd. It is a packed house. You've got Dort students here, Dort parents here, a lot of alumni making the trip, and a full Trinity student section. Walthersdorf gets the pass, moves to his left, jump shot from the baseline. Hook it. 79-75 timeout, Coach Dahmel after the make, and Trevor Walthersdorf continues to carry the team on his back with 2:02 to go in this game, 79-75. This will be a 30-second timeout by Coach Dahmel, the All-American, showing why he is this team's leader. The soft-spoken Walthersdorf, so intense when he's on the floor, 32 points, he has blown the Dort season mark out of the water for points in a game in this, the sixth game of the year. Quite a contest. Read off some sponsors for you quickly. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass insulation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. 722-2313. We'll get to the rest of those in a moment. Play resumes after the 30-second timeout. Running the point is Brendan Fies. Fies hands off to Taylor, who's guarded closely by Malone. Now Fies, long ways away, ball over his head, passes to Flickema. Swings it to Taylor. Taylor looking for a man in the post. He gets it to Buren. Buren working on Vogel. Kicks it to Wortham for a three. Air ball. Rebound Kachi. Malone hesitates in the backcourt, now pushes it forward to Lindberg. Kyle Lindberg holding the ball. Doherty, no hurry, up by four. 90 seconds to play. Trevor Waltersdorf underneath the Vogel. Vogel faces the basket, guarded by Buren. He's got a height mismatch. Dribbles to his right, spins to the left, now back to the right. Off glass! No good. Lindberg flies in, tips it away, and it's corralled by Mike Taylor of Trinity. Up the wing to Wortham. Jack Knight in the lane, goes up. He put it in. There's no shot. It is an offensive foul. The whistle was blown before the shot. Wortham pushed off on his way to the bucket. Dort will get the ball back. 79-75. Wortham goes to the bench with three fouls. Bringing it up the court is Austin Kachi. Kachi guarded by Brunschun. Pass to the elbow is knocked down and intercepted by Flickema, going against Lindberg. It's big shot, no good. Ball loose, still on the floor. Offensive rebound by Brunschun. Oh, a critical miss there by Flickema, but they get the board and call a timeout. Nickel calls it as his player Brunschun then drained a three, but the timeout was called first. Does not count. Dort leads at 79-75, the most intense game they played this season. Their final non-conference tune-up before the GPAC season starts, and we'll try to catch our breath. 50.9 seconds remaining. It is Trolls ball, down by two possessions. And you could not have imagined this after seeing the way St. Xavier handled St. Louis, who only lost to Trinity by 18. It has been entertaining from start to finish, high scoring, fast paced, a lot of highs and lows for the defenders. Right now they are trying their very hardest to get out of here with a hard fought win. And you know what, if you're Coach Dahlman, you got to be happy with the way your boys now are being tested. You don't want to just roll teams over and blow them out. This is what's going to make you stronger come conference season when you really have to put your nose to the grindstone. Bringing you Dort Basketball, People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoverman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 to be proactive. That was a 30-second timeout by Nickel. Flickema will inbound. From the far corner, Josh Flickema has 11 points this game. He's their leading scorer. Hasn't really been a huge factor. Mike Taylor dribbling the ball, hands off to Flickema to his right. Now stops and passes underneath to Buren. Buren to Brunschun for three. Good. Brunschun knocked down a three. The freshman hit it from Huntley, Illinois. It's a one-point game. Dort on top by the slimmest of margins, and there's a 3-second differential. Trevor Waltersdorf in the lane. He's wrapped up and fouled by Brendan Fies as he made a move to the basket. Dort was wasting no time. They could have killed the clock down really to about 5 seconds before taking a shot, but instead Waltersdorf attacks, and he'll try to get points on the board. But regardless of what he does, barring an offensive rebound, Dort will not be able to put this out of reach. It will be a one-possession game. 79-78. 24.3 to go. The shot clock is turned off. Waltersdorf shooting two, and he missed the front end. Missed it badly to the left. He was 4 of 7 shooting free throws in the first half. He's missed 4 of 6 now in this half. Second shot is good. 80-78. Dort on top by 2. Well, folks, if you're listening and you know someone who's interested in Dort basketball, call them up and tell them to tune in to this final possession of this game. A phenomenal contest. Dort up 80-78. in the final seconds. It was hard to really anticipate how good this game would be. A feel-good win last night for Dort College as they beat the ranked St. Xavier Cougars. And then they had to come take on the 1-2 Trinity Christian Trolls, not expecting to be hammered like this. And just, and not hammered in the sense that they're losing, but just hammered physically. They've been fouled a ton in this game, a lot of physical play in the paint. There's been a lot of infractions called, a lot of whistles in this half. Play going back and forth, and right now the Trolls have all the momentum off that three by Brunson. Cliff Warren, the starting point guard, is fouled out. TJ Malone has been running things for the majority of the second half. Warner went to the bench in the set, the 17-minute mark with four fouls, and then played for about 1 or 2 minutes before he got his fifth. They don't have a point guard on the floor right now. They have Vogel, Tyler Waltersdorf, Kyle Lindberg, Austin Tachi, and Trevor Waltersdorf. For the Trolls, it is Flickamon, Taylor, Buren, Weiss, and Brunchen, likely for three-point shooting. A senior-laden group with a freshman Brunchen in there as well. Mike Taylor will run things. 20 seconds to go. Here we go. He gets across half court. 15 seconds. Working on Tachi. Tachi guarding him. Now Flickamon at the perimeter. Underneath to Buren. Going against Vogel. Spins to his right. Hook shot for the tie. No. Rebound by Flickamon. Goes up and draws a foul. He was fouled by Trevor Waltersdorf. His third foul. And he can tie the game. 6.7 to play. And Flickamon, who shoots free throws at a 75% clip, will try to tie this one. He's 2 of 3 today, has 11 points. Dort faithful, you can hear them trying to distract Flickamon, and he claims it truly. Cold-blooded shot, he needs to make one more. To tie it at 80, they trail by 16 in this second half. Trying to reach the top of the mountain. The free throw is good. They have climbed that mountain and tied the game at 80. 6.7 to go, but Dort will have a chance to win it at the buzzer. And you can hear this ruckus student section. Lots of emotion in this arena right now. Mitchell Memorial Gym. And the 1,000-plus fans at a fever pitch. Game knotted at 80. Dort led by 11 at halftime, and he thought the game was fairly well in their control, and then once they advanced it to 16, we weren't sure Trinity had it in them, but they are now on a 25-9 run to climb back. Coach Dalma drawing up a play. It's a full timeout being taken right now. Again, to reset the situation. Dort, 80. Trinity, 80. A 16-point comeback for the Trolls. The defenders have a chance now at the buzzer. Trevor Waltersdorf having a career day. 33 points for the junior. He was the hero offensively last night. And we'll see who gets the call here. I would imagine Waltersdorf, but I'm sure, I'm positive Trinity will be honing in on him. It's Vogel, Waltersdorf, Lindberg, Tachi, and young Waltersdorf. Lindberg will trigger. Gives to Trevor. Five. Across half court. Waltersdorf calls a timeout across half court with 2.3, and that seems to have been the design of the play. But they killed 4.5 seconds doing that. Waltersdorf called time in front of the official. They will now inbound, I believe, on the far sideline where Waltersdorf angled himself. Wow. Almost everyone on their feet. Here at Trinity. 2.3 to go in the game. We are tied. Hopefully you are tuning in after the conclusion of that football game, the season finale, where Dort lost by 17. Right now the basketball team, ranked 16th in the nation, locked in a tight 80-80 battle in the final 3 seconds. Another full timeout taken by Coach Dalma. 2.3 to go. Dort will get the final shot. trying to fend off the trolls. And a word from our sponsors quickly. Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunaway, broker. The Van Engel Open Insurance Agency of Orange City. We do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 737-6000. Well, folks, it all comes down to this. If Gort can't score, we're headed to overtime where Trinity will have all the momentum. If they can score, they will win and send this crowd home unhappy. Tyler Walters, off will inbound it, guarded by Taylor. Surveys the floor, gets it to his brother, moves to the basket for the win! No good, it's off the backboard! And we are headed to overtime! He had a good look. He went off glass, it deflected off the rim, and we're headed to an extra session tied at 80. You can't get a much better look than that as Walters-Dorf moved from right to left in the lane, hung in the air, shot it up in plenty of time. It would have been for the win, but alas, it fell off the rim. 5 minutes on the clock, and we get to do this for a little bit longer, folks. Settle into your seats. Good golly, what a game from Trinity Christian College. Try to run through some unofficial stats. Austin Tachi has 16 on the game, just 4 in the second half. Walters-Dorf with 33. He wishes it was 35. Kyle Lindberg, he's got 10. And a mess of rebounds and blocks. Tyler Walters-Dorf with 5. Jordan Vogel with 10. Receivers with 4. Brandon Vise has 6 in the second half, 11 in the game. B.J. Wortham scored 6 in the first half and 9 in the second. He's got 15 points. That's matching his total from last night. Mike Taylor gets a score in this half. He had 8 in the first. Josh Flickema between 5 in the first and 8 in the second half, including those two big game-tying free throws. He has 13. Zach Hood with 6 coming off the bench. Tyler Brunchen with 6 off 2 3-point shots. Matt Buren has scored 10 in the game. Mike Sutter rounds out the scoring with 8. Overtime about to commence. 5 minutes on the clock. Flickema against Vogel. Tip one cleanly by Jordan Vogel. Lindberg running things for Dort College. Malone not on the floor right now. They don't have a true point guard. Tachi on the right wing. Guarded by Brunchen. Underneath. Trevor Walters-Dorf. Jump shot good. Good start to the overtime. Tyler Walters-Dorf ups his total to 35. Mike Taylor trying to go coast to coast. He is flat rejected by Jordan Vogel ahead to Trevor Walters-Dorf. Goes coast to coast, and Trevor Walters-Dorf playing with an extra bounce to his step after missing that game-winning shot. He's got 4 points in 30 seconds. Now 37 for the game. 12. 4:20 left. Mike Taylor swings the pass to Flickema. He started by Lindberg waving his arms. Brunchen down low. Taylor attacks baseline. Took steps. Put it off glass. No good. Tipped in by Flickema. And there's an offensive goal 10. He touched the ball while it was in the cylinder. And it might have actually gone down had Flickema not touched it. Wortham will check in for Vise as Dort gets the ball back up 4. ...84-80. Dort on top. Lindberg met 30 feet away by Flickema. Passes to Walters-Dorf. Trevor looking for a cutter. Now Lindberg on the wing. Lindberg goes underneath. Bad pass. Tipped away. Goes in the hands of Walters-Dorf. Cuts in the lane again. Puts it off the window. He's taking over. Trevor Walters-Dorf with 6 in the overtime. 86-80. Trinity trying to cut it in half. Brunchen, a 3-pointer he does. A long outlet pass by Taylor. Ahead to Brunchen. His 3rd 3. Seconds of the half. And he makes it 86-83. 9 points in the game for Brunchen. Vogel on the wing, fouled by Buren. 2 shots for Dort. Vogel shoots free throws at a 68% rate. He has not attempted one in this game, sitting on 10 points. Vogel, three dribbles, a spin, bends the knees, and hits. Clutch free throw there by Vogel. Dort up by four, 87-83. 3:23 to go in overtime. The release. Cashes it. Two switches for Vogel. He's now got 12 for the game. Dort pushes the lead back to five. Taylor drives to his right, uses a screen, turns the corner, now picks up his dribble, guarded by Walthersdorf. Hand off to Brunchen. Around to the left. They swing it to Wortham in the corner. Wortham goes in with the left hand, and a floater goes down. DJ Wortham connects. Lindbergh dribbles it off his feet, kicks his dribble somehow. Very fortunate on that play. Walthersdorf in control. He extended his elbow, and he knocked off Wortham for an offensive foul. Looks like Walthersdorf got hit in the eye. He's clutching his face. He was being double-teamed. He ripped his elbows around, trying to create some space, and they whistled him for the offensive foul, and that is four fouls dangerously on Trevor Walthersdorf. He now has to play cautiously on defense the rest of the way. One of those is a technical, and one of those now an offensive foul. Mike Taylor drives to the right, passes back to Kukuma. It's tipped and taken by Vogel. Had no outlet, and he'll defer to Kaki, who throws it away to Wortham. It's a 3-on-2. Wortham goes in with the left hand, scores. Another turnover by Kaki to Wortham. That's the second time that he's passed it away to DJ Wortham. And Wortham takes it coast to coast. He's got four consecutive points. 88-87. The 6-point lead now down to five. 2:20 left. Tyler Walthersdorf. Now to Kyle Lindberg on the right wing. Underneath, Trevor moves to the left against Wortham. Lays it in, making it look easy. He's surpassed 40, 41 points. Historic performance for Trevor Walthersdorf. 90-87. Trinity can tie with a three. Taylor will try it and hit it. We're tied at 90. Mike Taylor, who's been quiet all half, nails a three-point jumper. Clutch shot by the number 20, Taylor. Tied at 90. It's a 10-4 run for Trinity. 1:40 to go. Kyle Lindberg on the wing. Sakachi swings it to Walthersdorf. Underneath to Jordan Vogel. Guarded by Buren. Vogel holding the ball out. Hesitating. Dribbles to his right. Spins that way. Goes up off the window. Rattles it home. And he's lobbying for a foul. Got to be careful not to get another technical. They whistle Walthersdorf for something similar. 1:20 left. Dort back up by a deuce. Taylor splits defenders. Goes up. Missed it short. Vogel has it. And instead of running a transition break himself, he'll defer to Walthersdorf. They'll slow it down. 40-second differential between the shot and game clock. A minute five to go. Lindberg will knife through the lane and then dish it to Tyler Walthersdorf. Tries driving right. Hands off to Vogel, top of the key. Now to Austin Kachi. Kachi guarded by Brunchen. Pulls the ball over his head. Hands off to Walthersdorf. And we've got a timeout called from the bench. A full timeout called by Coach Dalma with 52.6 to play. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Dort up by two. And you could cut the tension with a knife. When you looked at this road trip, little did you expect the Trinity-Dort game to be the most competitive. You probably thought it would be Dort-St. Xavier last night. St. Xavier ranked 24th in NAIA D1. Today they showed up with just a two-man bench and they beat St. Louis by 50 to 60 points. Not exactly sure on the final score there. But Dort and Trinity in a dogfight going after it. Both teams have played well and Dort has been snake bit with some foul trouble in this game. They lost their point guard, Warner. Midway through the second half, he really did not play in that half. In foul trouble the whole game. Zach Hood drew a block on him with about 7 minutes to play. And TJ Malone ran the show for the remainder. Now Malone on the bench. They've got a platoon of Lindberg, Walthersdorf, and Kachi doing most of the ball handling for Dort College. Timeout done. Lindbergh will inbound from the far sideline on Trinity's end. Lindbergh gets it to Kachi. Kachi dribbles to his left. Surveys the court, picks up his dribble, guarded by Brunchen. Bounce pass underneath to Vogel, and he's held by Buren. It'll be two shots for Jordan Vogel. Vogel at the line, who is 2 for 2. That foul was on Buren. His third foul. TJ Malone ready to check back in. Likely for defensive purposes, a solid defender as Vogel knocks down the free throw. Vogel struggled a bit against William Penn from the free throw line. Not tonight, he's 3 for 3. Needs this one, a big shot to make it a two-possession game. He got it. 4 for 4 in this half. Vogel now with 14. Mike Taylor back the other way. The game was tied at 90. Now Jordan up 94-90. Taylor passes to Flickema. Bounce pass to Buren underneath. Backing down Vogel to his right. Got him in the air. Goes up. Glass. Good. Vogel bit at the pump fake. Got him in the air, and Buren went underneath him. A sneaky move. It's 94-92. 30 seconds to play. Shot clock off. And in all likelihood, Trinity will have to foul. Buren scored 5 in the first half, 5 in the second, now 7 in the second with that basket. He's got double figures. Double figure scorers in this game. Austin Kachi with 16, Trevor Walters-Dorff with 41, Kyle Lindbergh with 10, Jordan Vogel with 10. Brendan Vise has 11 for the Trolls. B.J. Workham with 15, 13 points for Josh Flickema, and 10 for Matt Buren. 94-92, we are in the final 30 seconds of overtime. I thank you for tuning in online, listening at the Dort webcast link that you found on the basketball page or perhaps dort.edu/events. Our next basketball webcast will be JV. That'll be Monday at 6 p.m. The JV women will get their season underway at 6, and the men will play their third game of the year at 8, taking on Briar Cliff. Now, Trinity has lost two very close games this season, perhaps indicative of the way they finished games. Viterbo, who had played in the season opener, they lost to 71-68. And they lost to Kuiper College 69-67. They're locked in another one-possession battle. Trevor Walters-Dorff, who is able to run the baseline here, will it trigger? Big-time pressure. Long outlet to Lindbergh. He got him on a football pass, and he scores a touchdown on the other end. A slam dunk for Kyle Lindbergh makes it a four-point game. They roll it up court to Mike Taylor. Dribbles to the right, guarded by Walters-Dorff. Hits the baseline, tries to go underneath the basket, tripped and fell, but a foul. Foul on Tyler Walters-Dorff. That is number 4. He has 4, his brother has 4, Chris Sievers has 4. And Cliff Horner out of the game with 5. That's a foul trouble situation against Dort College. The only man with 4 fouls for Trinity, Mike Sutter, and he's on the bench. Taylor from the line, no good. Missed it back rim. Taylor's only got 3 points in this half. Makes the second free throw. It's a one-possession game. Dort inbounds to Walters-Dorff. Nearly tripped, and he is fouled from behind by Flickema. That's his second foul. He's in nowhere near danger of being out of this game. Walters-Dorff, who has struggled a little bit from the line today, will try to make this a two-possession game. He needs to make one. He gets 2 shots. The release. And he missed the free throw. Off the back rim. He's 3 for 8 in this half. And after he was 4 for 7 in the first half, puts him at 7 for 15. Walters-Dorff again. If he makes this one, it will amend for the first miss. And he does. shooting 50% from the line. He's got 42 points, and Dort's up by four. 17 seconds to play. Brunchen trying to go with the basket. Dort cuts him off. A pass back stolen by Malone. Malone takes it away, and that might be the dagger. He finds Lindbergh, goes up strong, draws a foul. D.J. Malone, in for defensive reasons, and that's exactly why. He jumped the passing lane, stole it away on the interception, and found a cutting Lindbergh, who drew the foul with 6.5. Kyle Lindbergh will shoot free throws. Dort will not even rebound as Lindbergh makes the shot. He now has 11. He got hammered by Matt Buren on that shot attempt. To make it a six-point game, Short rattles out, rebound Flickamore. 4 seconds left, up ahead to Taylor. Taylor for three, blocked by Lindbergh. How about that for a cherry on top of this Dort victory? Kyle Lindbergh, who had a highlight reel block earlier, and I'm guessing around five this game, with a cold block of Taylor, as Taylor misses a three at the buzzer, and Dort College wins it in overtime. 98-93, our final score. The Dort defenders, so resilient, faced a ton of adversity in this game. They lost their point guard. They were in foul trouble. And Trinity had all the momentum coming into this overtime session, ending the half on a 25-9 run, coming back from 16 down to tie the game. They never did lead, though, as Dort came off blazing to start the overtime. Trevor Waltersdorf, in the OT session, scored 9, unofficially by my count, ending with 42 points this game. Got to be the performance of a lifetime for Trevor Waltersdorf. He missed a shot at the regulation buzzer, but then scores 9 of Dort's 18 points in the overtime, 50% of their scoring, leads the defenders to this win, and it's going to be a celebratory mood in the locker room and on the bus ride home. Phenomenal game all around. Dort gets the win, and they stay at 6-0 for the season. Trinity, another crushing defeat. They fall to 1-3 this season. We'll try to catch our breath and get you some final statistics. We will get those officially shortly. But for now, we'll read off what we have unofficially. For Dort, scoring, Atsinkachi had 16 points on this game. Dort's second leading scorer, Trevor Waltersdorf, a cool 42 points. I'm imagining that's a career high. Don't quote me on that, but Waltersdorf with doubling the highest scoring output of any Dort player this year. Lindbergh got 21 against William Penn. Waltersdorf with 42 this evening. Kyle Lindbergh finished with 11 points, making that last free throw to close out the ball game. Tyler Waltersdorf finished with 5. His brother carried the weight in this one. That is for sure. Jordan Vogel scored 16. In the second half, he had 10, a key contributor for the defenders. Vogel will up that average of 13.4 per game. Chris Severs had 4 points, but he was big on the defensive end, a little bit hamstrung with 4 fouls. For the Trolls, Brendan Vise scored 11 points in double figures. B.J. Wortham scored 15. And scratch that, he had 13 points in the second half, 6 in the first, actually a 19-point total for B.J. Wortham. He got 4 in overtime. For Mike Taylor, he scored 8 in the first half, 4 in the second, a total of 12 for the senior. Mike Taylor averages 11 a game, right at that average. He got 12 this afternoon. Josh Flickamore, the 14-point-per-game scorer, wears the number 21, the senior Flickamore out of Delavan, Wisconsin. He had 8 in the second half to couple with his 5 from the first for a total of 13 in the game. Zach Hood finished with 7. 9 points for Tyler Brumshin, all threes. A 3-point specialist, a freshman. Matt Buren completed the game with 12 points, and rounding out the scoring was Mike Sutter with 8. Dort victorious, 98-93. It was a game where they trailed by 6 in the first half, built an 11-point halftime lead, increased it to 16 in the second half, then lost that lead, had to play overtime, and Dort wins it by 5 in the extra session. Credit to Coach Brandon Nickel, really getting his guys to play hard down the stretch, coming back from 16 down, tying the game. They had the momentum in overtime, and they came back in overtime too. Down by 6, 86-80. They came back to knot it up at 90 with some good three-point shooting by Broomshun and Taylor. But Dort comes out with a five-point edge, an entertaining game all around. I'm not sure many people can be unhappy with the result of this one. It was a barn burner, easily the best game of this classic. It was the final game of this classic, and Dort College wins it 98-93. Wow. Waiting for Coach Dahmer to come out of the locker room, where I'm sure he's giving a emotional post-game speech and letting his guys know how hard they played. I think the expectation was to win this game by definitely in regulation if you're Dort College. Coach wanted a good, solid performance going into conference play and a good feeling about themselves, and I think this was even more of a character builder than it would have been had it been a 20-point game. Dort was not expecting the way Trinity came out, and they met them step for step, building that six-point lead, and credit Trinity. It wasn't really Dort playing badly. It was Trinity playing well in the second half, and they erased that deficit. But Dort bounced back up against it in the overtime, and they win by 5. We've got our official stats now. We'll read some of those off to you. We've already given you the point totals. Dort out-rebounded Trinity 49-47. Very close in that category. Jordan Vogel and Kyle Lindbergh both had double-figure rebounds. Vogel with 12, Lindbergh with 11. 5 of those by Lindbergh, though, were offensive. Lindbergh also had 4 blocks and 3 steals, so his final line reads 13-11, 4 blocks, 3 steals in 33 minutes. Great game by Lindbergh. And just his overall hustle and versatility, so important. The teams were tied with 16 assists apiece. Trinity Christian had 18 turnovers to Dort's 13. Leading man in turnovers was Austin Kachi. He had 4, but he also had 3 assists to go with it. That tied the team lead with Sean Kaiser and Trevor Waltersdorf. 3 steals for Lindbergh, as mentioned. 2 for Trevor Waltersdorf, 1 apiece for Jordan Vogel and Cliff Warner. Dort shot 40 of 86 in this game. That's a 47% clip. They were just 3 of 16 shooting threes. Austin Kachi made 2 of them. Trevor Waltersdorf made 1. All 3 of those were in the first half. Free throw shooting was a little below average for Dort today, 15 of 27. 56% free throw shooting for the defenders. Trinity Christian, who finished with 93 points in the game, got double figure scoring from 5 of their players. Wortham with 19. Taylor with 15, Flickema 15, Buren 12, Vise 11. They were led in turnovers by B.J. Wortham and Mike Taylor, each with 4, and then 3 with 2. Flickema, Hood, and Mike Sutter. 18 turnovers, about some sloppy play for Trinity Christian, especially when they were losing that lead and got down by 16. Had they played like they did in the first half for the entire second half, then I think that we'd be talking about a different outcome this evening. For Trinity, they finished the game shooting 29 of 69, 42% shooting, 10 of 26 from three-point range, 38.5%, 25 of 35, 71% from the free throw line. Points in the paint, Dort thoroughly dominated that category, 68-28. Offense points off turnovers. Dort College with 23, Trinity Christian with 22 points. Also very close in the second chance points category. Dort with 9, Trinity with 8. Trinity had more fast breaks, 10-6, but no fast break points in the second half. Although I beg to differ, according to this stat sheet, let's take a look at the first half. It was, alright, scratch that, it was 4-4 in fast break after the first half, now 10-6. Trinity in favor of that category. Dort had a better bench, 25-23. The score was tied 7 times and the lead changed 7 times. A back and forth seesaw battle down the stretch. Trinity did not lead in the second half. They actually didn't lead since the 6:29 mark of the first half when they were up by 6. Dort then outscored them by 17 in the final 6:29. But Trinity did tie the game at the end of regulation, and in overtime, they fall 98-93. Coach Ross Dommel with us here in the postgame. And Coach, just talk us through it. What was going on at the end of the game, and how do you feel about this victory?
Well, an ugly victory is better than a good loss. You know, Sam, our kids were dead tired, and they gave a great effort today. We really had a battle through a lot of unique things today. We'll just leave it at that. There were just a lot of unique things, and I thought our guys did a great job. They kept their composure. They had many chances not to. And so that was really good to see. And we just kept battling and kept getting, you know, key plays. There's just going to be games throughout the year where you have to win if you want to be a really good team, where some things are maybe stacked against you and the chips don't always, you know, fall where they should. And that's kind of where it was for us tonight. But I liked our effort. I thought we really gave a good team, the chemistry was good and the guys rallied around each other. That's probably the best way to say it. And had a couple outstanding performances, obviously.
Yeah, Trevor Walters-Dorff with 42 points. He's now got 53 in his last three halves of basketball. Say a few words about him.
You know, he 17 of 21 from the floor. Just was really tough today, really wanted the ball in key situations. I thought he really, he really played well, and there's just going to be games throughout the course of the year where you just need, you know, a kid like that to just carry you and get you over the top, and today he wanted to do that. And we were tired, lethargic, and he was able to find a little second wind and really give us the jolt that we needed.
I'm not sure you expected Trinity Christian to take you to overtime. What did they bring that you weren't expecting?
Well, they got to the foul line a lot, early on, and that was unfortunate. They got there early and often, and that really took away some rhythm. I think they just really shot the ball well, played with a ton of emotion, and really came after us and got up for the game. They played an outstanding game today.
Do you prefer that this game was as tight as it was down the stretch and that you had to fight through a lot of things versus coming out here and winning by 25? Is this more a better test for you to prepare for conference play?
Yeah, it is. You know, we were able to run some things work on some things that were important for us to begin executing on. And you know, you talk about going on the road in the GPAC and there's just going to be things that work against you. We had a few that went against us here today. I thought our guys just really handled it well. So to answer your question, there's a lot of good to be taken from this game. You bet.
Coach, you are 6-0. You are nationally ranked, and you take on Doan next Saturday. It has been a phenomenal road trip for your team. It's been a lot of fun to bring. Thank you so much.
Sam, we really appreciate you coming along. Like I said, the first game on this three-game swing, you've been able to have the capacity and the ability to do this allows a lot of, you know, fans out there to hear us play the last three nights. So we appreciate that.
Thanks, Coach. Great talking to you. Dort wins it 98-93. That was Coach Ross Dalma talking after a dramatic Dort victory in overtime. Again, Dort moves to 6-0. Trinity drops to 1-3. The next time Dort will play, it will be 4 p.m. a week from today against the Doan Tigers. Mike Biker will have the call for you on 88.5 KDCR or kdcr.dort.edu. The next broadcast we'll have will be JV basketball Monday night as the women get their season underway and the men try to continue their undefeated record. The varsity and JV teams combined 8-0 this season. Unblemished records all around in the Dort basketball program. Well, it's been a fun weekend of ball. Dort goes 3-0 for the trip. They beat William Penn, St. Xavier, and Trinity. For Sam Ekstrom bringing you these games, it has been a pleasure. Signing off now, thank you for listening to Dort College Athletics, and have a great night.